Welcome back once again to the Unboxed broadcast. Today, Dr. Davis and I will continue our conversation in a series on ways that leaders can improve and work on their emotional maturity. We're ready to dive in. We're excited you're here. So stick around as we help you unbox the power and potential of your leadership.
I'm Dr. Robert Davis, family life educator and leadership coach. This is my co-host, R.P. Soriano. Soriano attended John Hopkins Carey Business School, worked in the financial industry, and was an international consultant before partnering with me to launch Unbox to Lead. Me? Well, I worked for over 20 years as a senior pastor and a community organizer. Then I retired and started a leader's peer support community called Unbox to Lead. Soriano and I have been friends since the early 90s, and with our varied experiences and expertise, we help leaders reach the next level in their leadership. So join us for the next few moments as we unbox the power and the potential of your relationships, your leadership, and your life.
Now, welcome back, one and all, wherever in the world you may be. I'm R.P. Soriano, and with me once again is the illustrious, the regal, the magnificent Dr. Robert Davis. How are you, my friend?
Man, I am really feeling good, and I'm really enjoying this series, man. It is scratching where I've been itching.
Yeah, I totally agree 100%. So I'm ready to dive into the show. We want to remind everyone to please like, share, subscribe this broadcast to everyone you know and everyone you don't know. Just get it out there. Visit our website, www.unboxtolead.com. There you can also download the free ebook we're making available to you, 12 Steps to Becoming an Unboxed Leader. And we've got some wonderful promotions surrounding that book. I kind of want to skip past all of that because we've got a lot to cover. So just be sure to visit the website, get on the newsletter, learn more about what we do, and you'll be kept in the loop very, very well. So we're continuing our discussion on four ways that leaders can work on emotional maturity. And in our last show, we dove in a little bit about primarily your journey, Robert, on how you came to the understanding that emotional maturity was an area that was lacking in your life and an area that you needed to, that was a skill that you needed to build. And you walked us through your family history and your work as a pastor and what you were observing within that organization. And also understanding, beginning to get an understanding of what the problem was and how to address it. One of the things that you said that I think is a good segue for just a brief point that I want to make about my journey is that you got to a place where you started to run out of people to blame. And I think you captured that perfectly. You said for the entirety of your life, you blamed your mom. That was an easy target because you'd been with her all your life, and everything that went wrong in the world, you felt she was kind of the genesis of that or the source of that. That may be a little too strong, but you were putting much of the blame on her. Then you realize that once you left that or were away from that relationship, you were having the same challenges. Consequences or whatever with other people. And so she couldn't be the one that was at fault for everything. So I like the way you describe that. And I think that that's basically what started me on my journey. I blamed everyone pretty much for everything that happened to me. Everything that went wrong, it was someone else's fault. If they could just only think the way I think, if they could only see things the way I see things, they were only as smart, as charming, as wonderful as I was, then this whole thing would just be easy. They just need to see it from my perspective. So I spent and still struggle with this, trying to convince people of how they should feel and how they should think and how they should react and what feelings they should be having given in a certain situation, that they should mirror or reflect my thinking about everything. But more importantly, even with that, with the relationship dynamic struggles, I could not understand the connections between my own personal actions and the consequences of those actions. I thought that I could just act and behave any way that I wanted and could not understand why I was having negative consequences to those things. So in whether they were intimate relationships, whether they were family relationships, whether they were workplace situations, I couldn't understand why I, when I did X and I expected Z, why was I getting Y? Yeah. You know, I couldn't understand that. And so it became easy for me to just start blaming everyone for the results of my actions. Like you, I picked up a book one day, and the title of the book was Mindfulness in Plain English, written by a Sri Lankan Buddhist monk. Bhante Ji is what he goes by, but his full name is Bhante Gunaratna, but he goes by Bhante Ji. And I started to read this book, and as I was reading it, I started to realize, oh man, okay, the bad stuff that happens to me is not happening to me because the universe is against me. The bad stuff that I started to trace my life, started to think, oh man, well, I was the, you know, it's almost like looking back and seeing this little gremlin or this little elf doing these dastardly things. And then the elf reveals himself and it's me. You know, it's like, wait a minute. You know, I thought I caught, there he is. There he is. And then I look at, oh crap, that's me doing all of these things. I am the one sabotaging my life. I am the one making these choices. And that's why these things are happening to me. And a lot of that is because I'm too busy thinking about the past and I'm too busy thinking about the present. And I'm not understanding what is happening in my reality right now. I'm not living right now. I'm living in two different time stamps. And so that book helped me to not only, you know, you hear people throw around this buzzword about being present, being present, being present. There's more to it than just that word. It is understanding right now that what I'm about to do, what I'm thinking about what I want to do, what I'm actually doing, or what I plan to do, that I'm thinking this through, what are going to be the consequences of this action? Is it good for me or bad for me? Is it good for others or bad for others? Is it a combination of both? You know, these are the things that you think about. Okay, in the past, you would just do these things and not think about, you don't think, you just pop the grenade, throw it, and it does whatever it's going to do. But before you do that, let's stop right now and let's assess everything that's going on right here. And let's look at the quality of your decisions and your choices. And that's what kind of got me down the road to emotional maturity. Now, if I'm going to self-assess, you're going to ask me, where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? I would probably somewhere say between a good solid 0.9 to, 1.5, maybe somewhere in there. But that being said, we're talking about a hard journey. We're talking about climbing a good portion of Everest. Yeah. You know, so you look at that and you say, oh man, I've got so far to go. My goodness, I just had this blow up with my kids. I just lost my temper with my wife. I just, you know, I'm having all these bad thoughts about this CEO, founder and president of Unbox to Lead. I'm having this, I got so far to go, but I can look back and say, wow, you have really made a lot of progress. And as you said in the last show, it's all about the journey. And at least now I'm in a better place to understand what's going on. Before, I had no idea what was going on. At least now I'm at a place where I can say, okay, I can see where that I didn't use this strategy. Next time I need to be more aware and mindful and present to use it. So let's get the rep in. Let's do it again. Let's prep for it. But at least I know now, you know, it's like you like to use boxing analogies. You know, it's like, you know, we always talk about hands down, man down. You know, you learn to keep your hands up and that's self-correcting, but at least you know these certain skills. Something goes wrong and you remember, oh, I got to use this skill the next time in the next round or whatever the case may be. But that's been my journey through that. And mindfulness meditation, the practice of what you know, I'd say the Eightfold Path in Buddhism has really given me the toolkit to work from, and that's pretty much been my journey. You have any comments, thoughts, questions, concerns about that? If not, we'll move in to
Let's move on in. Thank you. And thank you for your transparency. I do want to applaud your transparency on this, because that's one of the challenges. And we'll talk about this when we talk about the four ways that leaders can work on emotional maturity. Matter of fact, let's start there. It's number four on our list. Let's move it up to number one.
Okay.
We want to talk about the four ways that leaders can be can work on emotional maturity. And so can we start there on number four, which is number four on our list, but I will make it number one.
You know how they say this stuff is in no particular order? Okay. You know, just because it's numbered doesn't mean that one takes priority over the other. So four can be one, it can be two, it can be whatever you want it to be. It can still be four, and we'll start with it.
Well, I know that you did a lot of work getting prepared for today's show, and I didn't want
no,
to.
No, I got it here. I'm good. Ahead. I'm ready. Okay, we've been winging it, so we can continue to do it. So let's talk about that. So this leadership point here, or one of the ways that one of the four areas that we'll focus on, the first one we'll discuss right now is becoming clear about your level of emotional maturity. So let's dive into that.
Yeah. And I love, you know, and I know there was a little, you know, light humor when you say, you know, on a scale of zero to 10, I'm a 0.09, between 0.09 and 1.5 or whatever. And I understand there's a certain level of humility as well as humor in that. But I want our listeners and our viewers to get this. Humor aside for a moment, it is so important to be realistic about where you are emotionally and where you are in your journey and where you are at your emotional level. And the reason I say this is because you and I both talked about the blame game and looking at others. When an individual can be honest about what their level of skill is, it helps them to understand what they are contributing to the relationship problem. So, you know, if I'm on a professional football team and I know that I run, a 45-40. If I know that I run a 45-40, then it helps me to understand what part I am playing in our team's struggles and challenges. Because I can sit there and be the slowest person, not only on the team, but the slowest person would be on a peewee team, on a toddler team or whatever else, and then I can still be wanting to blame everybody else. Man, how did you drop that ball? Come on, man, pay attention, focus, bro. Bro, focus on what your job is, focus on what you are bringing to the table, and being clear about your level of emotional maturity helps you to kind of get focused on what your job is, which is, in all honesty, as leaders, our job is to focus on self, to focus on how we show up in relationships, to focus on how we are creating a positive workplace culture, or how we are countering the creation of a positive workplace culture. You know, being very clear. So knowing where you are, and there are, you know, when an individual takes our courses, attends our support group meetings, whatever, we give them additional insight and tools to better evaluate where they are on their level of emotional maturity. But whatever is your process right now, even if you don't, even if someone does not access the resources of Unbox to Lead, you can sit down and begin to become a little clear about where you are on your level of emotional maturity. If you're honest with yourself, you say, man, you know, how often do I get into disagreements with people, and how often do I withdraw and distance or cut off from people I have a difficult time managing relationships with, or, you know, how often am I embroiled in conflict or whatever it may be, you can start to get a pretty good idea by measuring certain things that'll help you to know where you are. And here's the thing. The clearer that I am about my level of emotional maturity, then I'm able to use that knowledge of my level of emotional maturity to develop strategies to function at a higher level. And that's what real leadership is about right there. Real leadership is not getting people to like you, is not being able to finesse your team in such a way that they'll be more productive. It is really about functioning at a higher level, authentically being a more calm, less anxious leader who is clear about what they believe and all these other things. So, excuse me, when I know my level of emotional maturity, then I can begin to say, okay, this is where I am. As you said, and let's just use the number that you used. I'm at a 1.5. At a 1.5, that probably means that I get, and I'm just you know, making up these criteria, but at 1.5, it's probably not that difficult to distract me from my larger goals. It probably means that I can easily get off the handle. I'm more inclined to being involved in conflict, arguing my point, even if it's not, you know, conflict the way we think about yelling matches, but trying to prove my point, bringing other people into my conflicts, all these different things. You know, hey, that's who I am. That's not good. That's not bad. It just is. Mm-hmm. It just is. When you walk into a doctor's office and he says, hey, this is your weight, this is your blood pressure, this is your blood sugar levels, it just is. But now that I know that, as you and I've said on this show before, now you know, and knowing is half the battle. Because now that I know how much I weigh, what my blood sugar level is, what my blood pressure is, all these other things, what my T cell count is, and all these other things, now I can begin to put together a strategy, a realistic and effective strategy on how I'm going to improve in these various areas of my life. I got a lot more to go, so I can keep on running. Another thing is becoming clear about your level of emotional maturity allows you to use that knowledge of your level of emotional maturity as a launch pad or a starting point for your journey towards maturity. So, okay, I'm pretty reactive. And I tell you, one of the things was me being reactive towards my mom. How do you know I was reactive towards my mom? Because I saw her, and I wanted to make sure I include my father as well, because I always, you know, would lead off. I didn't have my father in my life. I had to learn how to become a man by myself, blah, 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 blah. Which in of itself is a lie, but that's another story for another day. But once I know where my level of functioning is, then I can begin to use that as a launch pad or starting point. Okay, this is where I'm at. Because as you shared, hey, y'all laugh at me when I say that I'm at 1.5. Like I said, and we all know that there was a certain humor in that. But y'all laughing at 1.5. But for me to get to 1.5, I've just climbed 2/3 the way up Mount Everest.
Yeah, yeah.
I've just climbed 2/3 the way up Mount Everest. And while you see so much to go, man, you're not seeing how far I've already climbed. But you know, and there's a certain level of encouraging to say, okay, this is where I was. So being honest with where you are also gives you an opportunity to celebrate those milestones and those growths in your relationship. To be able to celebrate, for instance, with me, being able to celebrate that when my mother and my brother, who's 2 years older than me, got into an argument, I was able to hear both of them, to be in relationship with both of them without taking sides, without defending either one or the other, without carrying messages for one or the other, and not becoming reactive myself. To be able to do that, even though it was just one time that we're talking about, but to be able to do that even once is so monumental. But I can celebrate that because I know. And Raphael and I have been friends for 30 years. He has seen me trying to manage that triangle before, which we'll talk about triangles later on.
He has seen
me trying to manage that triangle, and he has seen me utterly fall on my face and fail. The last thing I want to say is using this knowledge of your level of emotional maturity also serves as a marker to measure where you've progressed on your journey towards maturity. So it serves as a launch pad, but it also gives you some opportunities to measure, you know, and to identify benchmarks on that journey as well. And that's why, and I'm so glad you started with this, it's important for us to become clear about our level of emotional maturity.
And it's incredibly important, especially for that, because this is hard work. And it can feel very discouraging. I remember, you know, you were saying something earlier and it reminded me, I used to visit, I won't go into too much detail, so I'll try to keep this as cryptic as possible. You used to have to visit a person on a regular basis. And when I pulled into the driveway, I was already at a 10. I was already riled up. I came in hot. I mean, just in the driveway, I was at a 10. And when I started to realize catch myself and be like, man, I am fuming mad. I haven't even seen this person yet. You know, you think, okay, after this visit, and I didn't blow up, I didn't lose my, you know, lose it all. I go walk out and go, man, that's pretty good. Because if this person knew how furious I came in here with the amount of, you know, anxiety that I was coming in here with, and the fact that I was able not to blow my top, they would probably give me a hug and say, man, that's a miracle. I mean, nobody comes in here fully boiling like a furnace and is able to keep a lid on it. And the times, like you said, those are times that I realized, okay, that was the one instance where I didn't lose it. Yeah, I'm not going to celebrate that because I've got to get this. I got to get this temperature down. I got to work on
just the opposite. I am going to celebrate it because there was a time when I had zero.
Yes.
So I am going to celebrate it because there were times when I had zero. When, like you said, every time I came in at a 10. And for me to come in at a 3, man,
that's a big deal. Yeah, that's a big deal.
I don't want people to. I know you misspoke a second ago, but I want to catch that.
I'm going to
celebrate that and say, hey, I'm really excited that I didn't come in at a 10 this time. I came in at a 3, and that
it's a launch. It's a marker and a launch pad. Both of those things are very good. So let's. I think that's a good setup to talk about because we're talking about this. Evaluating yourself and getting a sense of where you are. And that really helps to talk about our next point when we start learning to observe relationship triangles, because you're not really going to be able to observe and assess this without first knowing exactly where you are in your skill set and in your emotional reactivity and your pre-programming and all of that. So once you get a handle on that, then you can really start to learn to observe relationship triangles. So let's talk a little bit about relationship triangles.
Well, I imagine we'll talk about that in depth in our next show. I'm pretty sure.
We're going to go ahead and wrap this up. Okay.
I'm sure that the people who are listening right now are like, man,
I thought we were blowing through that stop sign and just, but you turned on the lights and sirens and you said, no, sir. You're going to stop one way or another, either at that stop sign or a few blocks down the road when you get pulled over. So we'll let the law enforcement do their job here. So that'll be the end of this episode. We will dive into the other, and we promise we'll dive right into it in our next show. We'll dive into the three areas that we have left. So once again, we want to thank everybody for taking the time out to be a part of this broadcast. I'd like to thank our executive producer, Bobby Davis Jr., our marketer, John Sedano, and our AV and video person, Damon Mace, for the work and the effort that they put into this show. For Dr. Robert Davis, I'm R.P. Soriano. We look forward to seeing you at the next broadcast where we'll help you unbox the power and the potential of your leadership. Be well.
Unbox provides a full-service leaders peer support community that helps high-level leaders become more authentic leaders who build healthy workplace cultures and reach their personal life goals. To learn more and discover how we can take your leadership and your life to the next level, please visit our website at unboxtolead.com. That's unboxed, the number 2, lead.com. Again, that's unboxed, the number 2, to lead.com.